are eating from the acts of our fathers and the pure apostles who are invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and I was praying in the temple that I was in a trance and saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I was also standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes for those who were killing him. Then he said to me, depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until this word. And then they raised their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live. Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that he should be examined under scourging so that he might know why they shouted so against him. And so they bound him with thongs. Paul said to the centurion who stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, saying, take care and you do, for this Roman is a Roman. For this man is a Roman. Then the commander came and said to him, tell me, are you a Roman? He said, yes. The commander answered, with a large sum, I obtained this citizenship. And Paul said, but I was born a citizen. Who were about to examine him withdrew from him. And the commander was also afraid that he found out he was a Roman, but he also had bound him. The next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bond and commanded the chief priests and all our councils to appear and brought Paul down and set them before him. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.